So, shall we now go into the meditation?
Yes.
Ah, yes. All right. So, we suggest now that we are going to take you on a journey. So, let yourself be situated as comfortably as you can be. In a position where you can relax as much as possible without falling over or whatever. We generally don't recommend that you lie down on your back, only because it's too tempting to fall asleep. We prefer that you can stay awake. Now, you'll get something if you fall asleep, but you might not get what you would like to get. It may not make that much of an obvious difference. It would just be very gentle and subtle. So we'd like for you to make a big splash difference, right? So we suggest that if you can sit and stay awake, then we can do this. Then get in a position where you are not going to be as balanced, where you can be as balanced as you can, so you're not going to fall over or anything, let your back be as straight as is comfortable, and close your eyes. And we're going to start with taking you into a relaxed state. So as you've closed your eyes now, just imagine that there's like a curtain that has been pulled across you, a curtain around you, a gentle curtain. And inside this curtain, you are safe, quiet, calm. And it's, in a sense, you're private with yourself inside this space. And you let yourself relax. And start by a relaxation breath where you just breathe in normally, but when you exhale, you just let your exhale just drop. Just an in, and then it just drops. No pushing. Don't hiss your air out. Don't control the breath. Don't exhale sharply. Just let it go. Just let it drop. That's what it's going to feel like. It's kind of like a drop. Like you just drop a stone down into the well. It just drops, right? And with that drop, get a sense of relaxation moving from your head and chest down your arms with every breath. Every drop, it goes a little further. A little further down through your torso. And let that just, the drop, go all the way down to your toes. And this tells your body to be in your parasympathetic mode, to be in alpha brainwave state. To get into as much peace as you can. Relaxed as you can. And now center yourself. That means you pay attention. You pay attention to some point in front of you or inside of you. Now, don't stress your eyes, but just gently focus on a point. Just gently. Just relax your eyelids as much as possible. Relax your eyes as much as possible. And just go to your center. Just feel you're the center of your being. Whatever that feels like for you. There's no right or wrong. Just let yourself feel the center of you. It may be, your spinal column. It may be from your crown chakra down through your root. It may seem to be at that central core. Or it just may be a sense of being you. Maybe it's a place in your head where you are you. Just be you. In your center. And now as you're in your center, just let your imagination, work. And imagine yourself in a beautiful place. A place that's safe. It could be a beautiful place in nature. It could be a place that you go to in meditation as your safe place. But it's a place that feels safe, calm. A place you can just nurture yourself, a place you can cuddle in, and it's just so cozy for you. And you've come to this place to do a ritual, to do some magic, to magically manifest money. So settle yourself into this place. Get yourself comfortable in this place and think about it. What is it that you want? Do you want to live a life free? Free of money worries? Free to do what you want with whoever you want when you want it? Free to be your divine true self? What would it be like if money was your friend? If the consensus reality, if the egregor monster were your friend, if the world embraced you, if the consensus mainstream collective reality saw you as valuable, what would that feel like? Ah, yes, you're ready. So in your imagination now, let yourself get up from wherever you are in that place and start walking. Walk through this beautiful place and walk to a place, an open area, a place that feels ancient. It feels like there've been rituals here before. There's been a circle, a power circle here before at some point, the circle perhaps being maybe 20 feet in diameter. An open space, a flat area surrounded by ancient trees perhaps or by the ocean. Maybe there's an altar of stone, of wood. Maybe there are crystals, sacred objects. Find this sacred place. Imagine it. Dream it. And step into it. Feel the sacredness of it. Great magic has been done here. Maybe by you in another life. Maybe by other great magicians of the mysteries. Step into the center. Find what is feels kind of like a center. And from that place, look around you. And face the direction that is the most open. For example, if there are trees, maybe there's an opening on one side. If it's the ocean, face the ocean. If it's in the hills or mountains where you have the greatest view, face that. And now call forth their forces of nature. And they're also your guides, your team, your spiritual team. You may not know them all, but they work with you. A lot of beings who work with you. Call them in now, mentally. Saints, these. Call. Come forth, my friend, my support, my team. Come be with me for this working of magic. And let yourself imagine now them gather around you if they aren't already there. Her higher self is there, a spiritual teacher or two. Beautiful angelic beings, beings who specialize in all sorts of different wonderful things. They surround you. They surround you. And then you call for the forces. The forces you call, you're facing. And this direction you're facing, saints, that it is the east. You're going to start here, calling forth the Lord of the East, Raphael. Raphael. Raphael has a sword that cuts out dark thoughts and limitations. Lord Raphael is the Lord of air, of thought, of mind. Birds of the air, beings of the air. And saints, a great column of energy approaching, reaching from the ground all up into the sky, and within it you may see a form that looks very much like an angel. Because Raphael is an archangel. And let him stand there in front of you. Feel the energies of Raphael. Let Raphael send light to you. You send light to Raphael. Heart to heart. Form to form. You thank Raphael for coming to help you with all things having to do with mind, with thought, with clarity of thought. And then you make a quarter circle turn to the right to face the south, and you call Michael, Lord Michael, Mikhail, Lord of Fire. And he shows up in a column of light and energy that may be fiery in color. And there's the crackling and the slithering of fire, the way it moves. In traditions, it's the salamander, the way it moves. Lord Michael is there to hold the purification by fire. To give passion to your dreams and visions. Thank Lord Michael. Let Michael connect you with light. You connect to Michael. You and he exchange this light. You connect. Let yourself be filled with the energies of fire. And then you thank Lord Michael and move a quarter circle to the right, to the west, and you call upon Gabriel, Lord of Water. Again, a column approaches, perhaps of blues and greens, and stepping forth this angel, lover, loving, healing, bringing plentitude of water. Send your light and your love to Lord Gabriel, and he will send his back to you. Connect. Feel the connection. And let yourself be touched by the water. Healed, soothed by the water. Thank you. Make a quarter turn to the north now. Calling in Lord Uriel. Comes in a column. This is the Lord of Tradition. The Lord of Wisdom, of traditional wisdom. The knowing, the knowledge of the ancients. Let yourself connect. Let him connect with you. Feel touched by the ancients. Thank you. Make a quarter turn to the right, and now you face the east again and Lord Raphael. And let yourself be reconnected. Connect deeper to him and to the lightening of your mind and spirit and the lift. And now you feel yourself in the center with the energies coming at you from four different directions. And you ask them, you call them, and you request, I ask for your support and your energy for me to stand in my truth, to support me in my truth, to support me in my financial life, to support me in my work, in my great work, in my spiritual path, in my destiny. I ask for your support now. Feel the light glow. Feel it build. You at the center, feeling the energies pouring into you from all four directions. And that energy, as it goes into you, you get filled with incredible amounts of light, and it creates a column in you, and the light expands upward into the sky and downward into the earth. You become huge. You become that 20-foot-tall light being, radiant, filled with power, filled with juice. And you are protected. Your guides, your support team, your spiritual team, and the forces put you into a giant cocoon of protection. So you are safe, protected, supported, energized. And now, call for the egregor of your culture to appear. Call it forth. It will not enter inside this circle. It will stand outside the circle in some area, whether it's to the east, south, west, or north, or in between, rather. It will come. It's a monster. It's big. It's scary. It glowers at you as if to say, how dare you call me? Even though you're 20 feet tall, it's bigger. And it's ferocious. You've given it your power for so long. It's eaten and fed off of your energy, off your mojo, off your power for so long that at first you quiver, you are concerned, you feel anxious a bit. And you say to it, I've called you because I am done giving my power to you. I am through with that. I no longer will give you my power for free. I will no longer work to serve you. I now take my power back. The power that I gave you, I'm going to take back now. And so in your mind, you reach, mentally reach forward, and you, in a sense, pop that monster. You like a pop a hole in it, like it was a balloon. You go, it doesn't shrink, but this power seeps out of it, and it's your power, and you bring it back to you. You breathe in, you breathe it in, back into your solar plexus, back into your stomach and abdomen, into your small intestinal area. You breathe it back into that third chakra. Power, return to me. Power, my power, return to me. Return to me. And as you keep returning the power to yourself, you notice that the egregor is upset about these. It's angry. It stomps about. But it can't do anything. It's your power. You have the perfect right as a spiritual being to take your power back. It can't do anything. And you're protected within this circle, within this protection. It can't get in and get to you. So it stomps about angrily as you bring all your power back in. And now, you forgive yourself. I gave my power away. What was I thinking? I was trained to do this. I forgive myself for having done that for so long. I've given my power away to money. I've given my power away to the top dog hegemony narrative. I've given my power away to the egregor. I've been just giving my power away all this time. I forgive myself for that. I did it. I didn't know what I was doing. And I forgive myself. I was ignorant, but I know now. And now I forgive you, egregor. You're just doing what you are, what you do. This is just your thing, you know, and the culture and the consensus, the collective, the mainstream. I forgive you for having dominated me, for having expected me to be like you, having expected me to fit in, to fit into the little box, to diligently earn my place in the sun. I forgive you, egregor. I forgive the whole culture. I forgive even the top dogs who manipulate and scam and control and dominate. I forgive the patriarchy. They're just wanting to continue as it has been, their tradition. I forgive. And then you laugh because in a sense, now you're free and it's kind of funny, you know, it's kind of fun to be free and you feel very light. So let yourself dance. You just kind of dance, even if you're not a good dancer. It doesn't matter. You just move your body. You just kind of dance in the glory of it all. As a light being, you're just dancing. Just dance. Shine your light. Dance as you. Be you. Laugh. Dance. Dance. Just enjoy the energy. Let the energy flood through you. Let the air flow through you and clear you and clean you. Let the fire of passions burn through you. Let the water drench and quench your thirst for love and joy and healing. And let the wisdom and the earth and the grounding of the ancients move through you. Oh, blend all the powers and dance as you, the divine being who is having a physical body experience. And as you do that, the egregor begins to like you. It begins to grudgingly have some respect for you. It looks at you with some admiration. Send some of your light and joy to the egregor. Smile, laugh. It becomes tame. The egregor ceases to be a monster. It turns into a gentle giant and smiles. It then begins to laugh with you. It starts sending energy to you. The energy of prosperity and abundance. The energy of the favorite. The favored one. Receive. Dance. Receive. Surrounded in the light of abundance. Let yourself receive the light of abundance from your culture, from the consensus, the mainstream, the collective, the egregor. You independent, you free. Now, call in money. Stand still again and call. I call money. Money personified, the spirit of money. And from another direction other than the egregor. Not exactly at the same place, but from another direction comes a being. A being. This is your personification of money. Now, money is a frequency. It's an energy. It's an energy of movement. It's an energy of value. It's an energy of exchange. But you're personifying it. You're bringing that spirit of it into a thought form, into a form. You know, some people talk about Lady Luck. Maybe it's Lady Luck. Maybe the spirit of money is a white guy in a business suit. Maybe it looks like a mischievous sprite, just kind of big. Maybe it looks like somebody you know that looks vaguely familiar. Who is that? It seems like I know that. The spirit of money shows up. It may not be what you expect. Make something up. If you don't get it right away, just make something up. Have fun. This is your reality now. You've claimed it. And money stands there. Facing you outside the circle of protection. Meanwhile, inside yourself, with the sighting of money, you feel stirrings inside yourself. One of these stirrings is your child. Let your inner child kind of pop out and be there with you. Maybe it's about 6 or 7 years of age. Who you were when you were 6 or 7. What did you think about money then? You were dependent on it. So, loving the child, you don't want to have a child's relationship with money. The child doesn't feel powerful, feels pretty powerless. So what you do is that you call in a guardian angel friend of yours. Hey, come on over here and hold my child self. And give your child self a little money machine, a little gizmo. You have a little lever, and every time you push the lever, there's a little slot. Out comes a, you know, $20 bill or some kind of good, nice size denomination paper money. It just comes out. Okay, here. You just have fun and go buy yourself some goodies. And let this guardian angel take your child self away to have some fun. Then your adolescent pops out on the other side. And the adolescent thought, oh, money, oh, ah, mm. And all the issues from your adolescence about money start showing up. There's some anxiety about it, some frustrations about it. Call another guardian angel over. There's plenty of them. Call them on over. Okay, here, take my adolescent self, please. And here, adolescent. Here's a money machine. Now you just go off and you have fun and spend all you can on anything you want to. Just have fun. Just, you don't have to be responsible. Just do whatever you want to do, okay? And the guardian angel takes away your adolescent self with the money machine. Finally, there is, from behind you or inside you, even around your spine, pops out your young adult self, Many people still identify as their young adult, never grow up into true adult with their first Saturn return at 30, but this is your young adult with all the visions and dreams of a young adult, with all the sense of knowing everything, with all the sense of, you know, of importance and fantasies and projections and assumptions and expectations. And do the same. Call another guardian angel. Hey, over there, come on, here. My young adult self needs to have some fun here. Give them the money machine and send them off. Say, you know, you don't have to participate. You just go have fun. Just have a good time. Go on. Have a really good time. Do whatever you want. And now you're standing there clean and clear of your younger and immature selves. And any issues that you've had with money as an adult, pay attention. You have fought money. You've hated it, loved it, feared it, run from it, craved it, rebelled against it, clung to it, demanded upon it, martyred to it, sabotaged yourself for it. You've been codependent with it. You've run hot and cold about it. You felt shame about it. You felt ego victory at times about it. You've gone through all of these whole gamut range of energies, expressions, and relationship distortions with it. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge all the conflicts, all the disputes between all the different parts inside of yourself about money, all the importance of money that your previous selves have had, and how that all played out, and all the walls you ran into, and all the losses you had, and all that history of money. Give permission now. And we and all your friends are standing by, ready to receive now. Give yourself permission to release from your cellular memory of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, from your conscious, subconscious, and unconscious minds, to release all of this history, all the memory of all the suffering and agitation you've ever had with money. And release it to us. Let us all take it. It will not harm us. It will not hurt us. Give it up. Give it up. Let it go. Imagine it just being sucked out of you. Just let it drift out of you, over and away from you, to all of us around you, surrounding you. Just give it up. Let it clear out of your body. That's it. Just let all those memories go. Give it to us and your divine team. And now you stand cleansed, purified by the forces, relieved of all the immaturity of your younger selves, cleared of all your memories of struggle and issues with money. You stand clear, clean, almost translucent, open, free. You stand there in protection in this circle, filled with the light of abundance and prosperity. Forgive money now, for it's played the role of your nemesis. It's played the role of your challenge, maybe your commission of challenge. It's played all the script of stressing you. Forgive it for being the handmaiden, so to speak, of the collective, for being used to manipulate you, to force you through unpleasant challenges that you had to learn to expand and grow out of. Forgive it. Forgive it. It did its job. Forgive it for taking your power. Forgive it for being so important. And now forgive yourself for having made it so important. Forgive yourself for having struggled and played games and used money to manipulate others or used money to force yourself to grow, however, whatever. Forgive yourself. It took you a long time maybe, but hey, just forgive yourself. It's okay. Let yourself off the hook now. You don't have to play those scripts out anymore. You don't have to live according to the narrative, to the hegemony. You don't have to go there anymore. Let yourself claim peace, love, and freedom. Peace from money. Freedom from money. Love for yourself. And now give money peace, give money love, give money the freedom to be rich and abundant for you. Speak to money, tell it how you feel. Tell money what is your dream about money. Tell money what you want from it. Ask money to come to you and be with you, to accompany you on your journey. It still stands outside the circle, but look at it, watch it, speak to it, ask for its support. Tell money you love it and that you and it will work together in harmony now and have fun. You'll have fun manifesting and creating good things. Ask for a project. Maybe there's some kind of project you would like to be funded. Something within the year, ask money to help you put that together. Ask money to come your way. And money responds. You see money acknowledge what you have said. You feel love for money now. Love and consideration and a friendship for money. And money's energy is very calm and peaceful for you too. But now it's time for money to speak to you. Let money speak to you. What message does money give you? Listen. What can you learn from money you haven't already? Let money speak. Let yourself hear, let yourself receive what money is saying to you. Let money connect with you. It sends you an energy. It touches you. You touch it with energy. Like you did with the four C's. Back and forth. Feel a light bond between you. Let money send you some energy. You send back appreciation. And now you walk to the edge of the circle, to the edge of the circle of protection, to the very edge. And money walks to the very edge. And the two of you touch each other. You and money touch as friends now. Maybe you hug. It's like you've made up after a long argument. or your long-lost relative, family member that are being reunited. You step back and you look. Hold your two hands with money's two hands. Look into their eyes. Let them look into yours. Your friends, co-workers now. You are money. Money is you. You're just looking at some reflection of you, the divine being, the co-creator and creator that you are. And out to the side, there glows a light. You hadn't noticed it before, but there's a light out there. And there's a path of light leading from the circle out to this place. It's like a doorway of light. Or perhaps it's a opening to a tunnel of light leading between the trees or along the beach or around the curve of the hill. You see that light? You see the light path connecting from the edge of the circle to that. And it goes right by money. So money comes and stands on that light path and looks to you and extends a hand. Come. Let us go together into the light future. You smile and agree, and you step outside the circle, still feeling safe, protected, joyous, and take the hand of money. And the two of you, hand in hand, walk the light path, a path of light, along the ground to this opening, to this portal, a portal of the future, the light future. You walk to the entrance of this portal and you get a feeling and you smile and you look behind you. And behind you on the light path following you is your egregor, smiling, a gentle giant, following you into the light future. Yes, you are leading the collective. You are taking the collective forward. You are an influencer of the collective. You and money together are leading the mainstream now. This is your reality, your world, your playing field. And now you have the support of money, you have the support of the collective, you're the egregor, your spiritual team, and your spiritual universe. You and money and the egregor now step into the light future, a future of incredible and wondrous, celebratory abundance and prosperity, a wealth of resources, potentials, possibilities, you being you. You doing what is joyous for you. You being supported, being you. With money, your friend, at your side. The egregor giving you energy. Money coming to you. Working with you. Together. Co-creating. As friends. Let yourself claim your divine power now, because this is what, as a manifester, as a reality creator, you came to do. You came to do this. This is your destiny, a step on your spiritual path. Feel it. Feel the light. light. Let it swirl around you. Let it go within you. We and your team are surrounding you, filling you with light as well. We are putting all sorts of sparkles of light in your energy field around your aura. Sparkles, sparkles. We give you sparkles. Sparkles of creativity. Sparkles of possibility. Sparkles of fun. Let us just fill your energy field with sparkles. We love you. We want you to have a great time. We want you to feel free to celebrate your spiritual journey. And we'll be with you. Your team will be with you. Your guides will be with you. Hold this feeling. Imagine it, amplify it. Feel totally supported and safe in your reality. Secure. You are secure. You can lean on your reality to support you, to fund you, to provide for you. All is well. All is going according to plan. And all will turn out fantastic, beautiful, well, lovely, enlightening, joyous, fulfilling. Now just use your imagination to kind of feel this, stay with this, feel it in your body, see if you can anchor it into the cells of your body, into your chakras, perhaps, if you do that kind of, if you do chakra work, surround your whole energy field in all this, along with our sparkles. And know that a new journey has begun, a new journey of prosperity. Because from befriending money and the collective, you'll be able to set up channels of receiving. You'll be able to build momentum and create and receive money. And you'll be able to work with money and build it and expand your resources. We'll be getting to that soon. So now let yourself, in the light, bring that light back to the present, back to where you're sitting. Feel your body in the chair or wherever you are in the sofa. Feel all that energy. And feel your body now. Feel your feet. Feel your hands. Sense your temperature. Maybe move your hands a little bit to kind of along the top of your thighs or touch your hands to each other. And very gently, gently, gently open your eyes. Open gently. Return. And we welcome you back. This is a journey that you can take multiple times depending on what's going on in your life. If you find a challenge with money, go through this meditation again. Get your vibratory field in the right place. Get your mindset clear. Get your frequency high. Remember this feeling as much as you can And if you go back to this meditation and do it again, you can amplify that feeling and build it over multiple times so that it becomes constant for you. Or it's at least it's easy to just, when you have a stress about money, pop, you can pop right back into it and that stress will go. And then the doorway to receiving can begin to open. Remember, don't make money too important. As soon as you start sweating about it, you know, red flag it, put it in your attention and snap yourself back to this. And always feel free as well to call on us. We'll be happy to be there with you anytime, day or night. Although we do like to work with you overnight. And so that's what we suggest, that at least to begin with, that when you go to bed and you're all snuggled in bed and you're ready to fall asleep and you just turn out the light and you're ready to fall. Oh, Galexis, come Galexis. And then we'll come as lights, will come as starry sky. And imagine yourself floating through the starry sky and feeling safe. And then some of those stars move from their position and come together into a ball of stars. We are a group. We come as one. And we send a beam of light down to you that will surround you and wrap you up. We will love you. We'll wrap you up in our love. And you can ask us, Galexis, please, you know, release this. Help me with that. Whatever request you would like. Or just, you know, lift my vibration. Heal me. Do whatever you think is good to, for me to become lighter and freer, more prosperous. And we'll do that. And you fall on to sleep and we'll work all night. And when you get up the next day, notice you'll feel a little lighter. And that's an indication that we have been working with you through the night. So we look forward to any opportunity, any chance we have of working with you again in the future. So for now, dear ones, we surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.